Welcome to the MSP Law Podcast, where we share legal tips and strategies that help managed service providers and technology firms build a better defense. I'm your host, Tom Favinsky.
I'm absolutely surprised by how often I stumble across an MSP who doesn't use a contract for their relationship with their clients. So why should you have a contract? Well, contracts provide clarity for the parties. It gives you an opportunity to articulate what your obligations are and what your rights are with respect to the person that you're going to do business with. It also kind of serves as an agenda for you to go through topics which ordinarily could lead to disputes or misunderstandings between the parties. And it's a very professional way of addressing the issues. It also acts as a tool to demonstrate your professionalism and your knowledge over the subject matter of the services that you are offering. Most importantly, though, it really serves to avoid disputes by having these discussions over the various aspects of your relationship before an issue ever arises. If you use your contract appropriately, it actually becomes a marketing device. It is a marketing device for you to describe your base level of services, plus the additional services that you offer. But most importantly, it limits your potential liability for the services that you've offered that have been declined in the event of a dispute revolving around the declined services. By setting out what your service offerings are and the exclusions of your service offering, you are creating a mechanism to continue to upsell your new offerings as you add them or as the customer decides they want to expand the relationship with you. Some people want to pass through this agenda of issues in fear that it will lead to the deal being killed. That's understandable. However, by having this conversation with your customer in advance of a relationship, you're likely to have a prolonged relationship with them. If there is a dispute, nobody wins except for lawyers. The cost of disputes are exceptionally high. It is rare where you can get out of a dispute these days for less than $50,000, even the most minor dispute if you turn to litigation. Another reason to have a signed contract is because it creates value for your company. It creates value in your net worth or your ownership interest in the company. MSPs are valued primarily on the talent they have and the stream of income they receive. The more regular that stream of income, the higher the multiple that will be applied to the earnings of the MSP. If the contract is fully assignable, the buyer has more value attached to that contract or what they're willing to pay for the company because of the assignability of the contract. If the contract is a one-year duration, the buyer will value that company less than if all of their contracts are at 3 years. It just makes sense. They're buying a stream of payments or an annuity to perform services over a longer period of time, for them to recover their purchase price. So another really good reason to have a contract is because it actually creates value for you. Another great reason to have a contract is because it serves to organize your employees within your company in terms of the offerings that are being made to this customer. You don't have to go back and look at notes to try to reconstruct what it is that you committed to do. You have an actual document that specifies exactly what it is you need to do. So internally, instead of erring on the side of caution, you're erring on the side of exactly what it is that you've committed to doing.
Well, that's it for this episode. This is Tom Favinsky. I'm an attorney with Virtus Law. My team is called the MSP Law Team. We serve MSPs, and we'd like to chat with you. Feel free to reach out to us by email. My contact information is Tom, T-O-M, at Virtus Law, D like Victor, I-R-T like Tom, U-S, like United States, LAW.com.